Hello, this is Christopher from Defeat Modernism, and welcome to my latest video on King Charles III and whether or not Catholics should honor him and swear allegiance to him. This is going to be a short clip from this past week's What Catholics Believe episode featuring Father Jenkins. He'll go over this, the ceremony. He will go into some history around the royal family, particularly Pope St. Pius V and his opinion on Henry VIII. And I think a lot of you will find that very interesting. He does touch briefly upon Freemasonry. At the conclusion of that clip, we'll come back with some interesting details on the royal family and their connections with Freemasonry. In the description box, I'll put a link to the entire video where you can see on the screen here, Father Jenkins does discuss Francis, the so-called merciful, evicting cloistered nuns due to their traditional faith and seizing their property, potentially. And he'll also talk about the consequences of acknowledging and or rejecting Francis as Pope. So that link will be in the description box. Be sure to check that out. And be sure to check out their show, which usually happens every Tuesday evening at 8:30 Eastern time. So let's now get to the main clip.
Well, Father, we have some viewer email as well, some current events on the agenda tonight. And we wanted to start with the upcoming coronation and the United Kingdom of King Charles III will happen this Saturday, I believe. And one of our viewers wrote in and asked if traditional Catholics should watch the ceremony, knowing that it is a Protestant service. And he also asked if they should swear the public coronation oath, knowing that the king is a notorious and public heretic.
Well, Tom, it just amazes me that the American people, any of the American people, have the slightest interest in the British royal family, right? I have no understanding why there is any interest in this whatsoever, because I have none, except from a historical point of view. And from a historical point of view, it's not pretty, right? Not at all. So I guess I'm just totally mystified, but for the fact that maybe there are Americans who just kind of have some kind of longing for royalty, and royal houses and things like that. But other than that, I just don't get it. But in any case, when you talk about the upcoming coronation of Charles, right? Mm-hmm. As descendant along the lines from Henry VIII and so on, and from Elizabeth the first, right? You're talking about someone who is considered to be the head of the church in England, and this is supposed to be the church that Christ established, and of course it's not. So it is a heretical church, to say the least. And so that coronation does provoke some very serious Catholic reactions, you know, saying it is simply something that we cannot really recognize if there, because it goes back to King Henry, whose coronation oath involved loyalty and fidelity to the Supreme Pontiff at the time, the Catholic Church, and he was even awarded the title of Defender of the Faith, you know, against the Protestant heresies, against Luther and his errors. And for the sake of his desire to produce an heir, who would be, you know, a king to succeed him in England, he forfeited his faith. He repudiated his faith, actually, and died, you know, outside the Catholic faith, and claiming himself, requiring his subjects to take an oath recognizing him as the supreme head of the church in England, as though he was the Pope in England, which no Catholic could actually do in good conscience. St. Thomas More was an example of that. It was the oath of supremacy that actually was the main issue there. So I just don't see, not only why Catholics are interested in this, but how any of them could even think for a moment of pledging allegiance. Could you read what this is about exactly? I bet many of our own readers and viewers have no idea what you mean by this. And I know it has to do with something novel, something new, like accepting the homage of the people, right? Like a pledge of allegiance to Charles, his heirs and his successors, not only by the people of the realm of England, right, but of other realms who are invited to all pledge allegiance throughout the world, uniting supposedly millions of voices, right, yeah. And pledging allegiance to Charles.
Yeah.
Could you actually give us the exact terms of this, please?
Sure. Yeah. I could read a little snippet from some of the news reports on this.
They that'd say, be good.
In a controversial new addition to the ancient ceremony, the Archbishop of Canterbury will call on the public in the UK and quote-unquote other realms to make the pledge and what is called the homage of the people. This will replace the previous homage of peers, which for centuries expected dukes, the highest hereditary title of nobility in the UK, to swear their allegiance to the crown. And the actual text of the actual oath says that I swear that I will pay true allegiance to your majesty and to your heirs and successors according to law, so help me God.
Mm-hmm. So, and that is the text of the oath that is given to them. Could you repeat mm-hmm. that?
Yes, sir.
The exact words that they're invited to say to basically wherever they are in the world, they're supposed to say these words to Charles, right? Mm-hmm.
I swear that I will pay true allegiance to your majesty and to your heirs and successors according to law, so help me God.
And I consider that to be an outrage, you know, to invoke the name of God, for especially to swear that, right? That is truly an oath. Allegiance, well, I guess one could, parse that word a little bit. What do they mean by that? But to Charles's heirs and successors. Mm-hmm. That sounds like something that not only no Catholic could legitimately take, but I don't see how any human being could take that, honestly. Mm-hmm. To Charles's heirs and successors, you know, it's I think it's outrageous. By the way, you know, the coronation of Charles is actually a religious ceremony. It is a religious rite. The coronation is a religious rite, even the title of it, authorized by the most reverend and right honorable Justin Welby, the Archbishop of Canterbury, not Catholic, certainly, okay, but actually the Archbishop of Canterbury of the Anglican Communion, which actually Charles is considered to be the head of, right? And this Justin Welby, a layman, you know, and not Catholic, a lay heretic, has authorized a liturgy. It's actually called the Authorized Liturgy for the Coronation Rite, R-I-T-E, of His Majesty King Charles III. And so, you know, you wonder how any Catholic could even be present for it other than simply as an observer, without, you know, worshiping in this liturgical rite or consenting to it even. You know, St. Pius V said that since Henry and, well, Elizabeth had violated their coronation oath in repudiating the Catholic religion and espousing Protestantism, those who had swore an oath of fealty to them were not subject to them, and that they, in violating their coronation oath, had forfeited the office or the dignity, the royal throne, the king or queen of England, right? This is what provoked the persecution, or was they used as the pretext for the persecution. This is why priests were being executed as traitors, right? Because they were looked upon as guilty of rebellion as the King and Queen of England. So, you know, we Catholics looking back at this find this bloody history of England, Henry and his escapades, right? Basically, how does it go? You know, he had a series in six through six women, right? He went to, you know, repudiating Catherine and then murdering Anne Boleyn, the one for whom he had repudiated Catherine, right? And then putting away, what was it, Anne of Cleves, right? And then going through the whole process again, right? A second time, the same three steps. It's just a very sordid affair that brought the so-called Church of England into existence. And so I don't see how any Catholic could even rejoice at this, take it seriously, and certainly could not pronounce any such oath as they're inviting people to take around the world to Charles, right? I think that they even refer to him as the protector of all or something like that. Don't they refer to him as by some grand title? As far as I'm concerned, I mean, I don't know if he's a Freemason or not, but he should be, according to his tenets. And he's very, very big on population control, yeah. The World Economic Forum, and that whole program that of the Great Reset. So how on earth is anybody seriously going to take make any statement of allegiance to him and what he stands for? I have no, you know, I hope this is not a declaration of war, you know, but I mean, the declaration of war, I think, has already been made, not by me.
Yeah.
So anyway, the answer to the question is absolutely not.
How would you, what type of advice would you give to any traditional Catholics in England and the UK? How should they view this whole matter? What should they do?
I think they should view it as an outrage and say it's against their conscience and against their faith, and we will have nothing to do with it.
But should they be obedient to their king? Is he a lawful king over them?
Well, but civilly, by civil law, yeah, I guess they would say in terms of civil law. Well, again, you know, to what extent does the king even have authority? Supposedly, Elizabeth had the authority to basically not necessarily outright veto legislation, but to prevent it from being enacted. I think Elizabeth II, whom they're lionizing now because actually she went along with the woke ideology. She really did. And Charles certainly does that and more. But I understand that Elizabeth did have the power, for example, to withstand the abortion onslaught in England and so many other things. With the LGBTQ onslaught, right, that is going on, that she had the power to hold that back, and she didn't do it. So I assume that whatever powers she allegedly had with regard to political affairs and legal affairs in England, that Charles would have that same power. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, insofar as he has any real legal authority in England as a civil servant, then they could acknowledge that, yeah. But certainly not as the head of the church in England, not so far as he's a religious figure, certainly. Hmm. By no means could they acknowledge that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we will pray for that whole situation, Father. Hope that the best comes out of it. But there was another current event that several of our viewers have asked about, wanting to get your opinion on, Father, about a...
By the way,
yeah,
sure. I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine.
But, you know, since the subject came up,
yeah,
and I imagine there are people who are actually interested in this, let me just put a capstone on this. You know, you turn the page from this authorized liturgy for the coronation rite of His Majesty King Charles III, That's to take place on Saturday, May 6th, 2023 at 11 a.m. in Westminster Abbey. And the Most Reverend and Right Honorable Justin Welby, the Archbishop of Canterbury, has approved this. The front page, or the interior page, says this: the ceremony will begin with the procession of faith leaders and representatives of faith communities. So I said, this is a liturgical rite, as far as I'm concerned. That's what it begins with. The ceremony begins with a procession of faith leaders and representatives of faith communities. And then it's followed by the procession of ecumenical leaders, which is followed by the realms procession, which is basically the national flags are being carried. Then the procession of the choir, then the procession of the king and the queen, and then the greeting of the king. And as children of the kingdom of God, they're welcoming him as their king. In the name of the King of Kings, they're welcoming him as their king. And then there's a moment of silent prayer. So I just say that because if anybody is really of a mind to contest this idea, that it is a religious liturgical rite, let's say you have to read what it actually says, and there's no argument possible to deny that it is a religious rite. It's something that Catholics could not participate in.
Yeah, right.
I'm sorry to interrupt
No, that's good.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that. Now, I just want to go briefly into some of the more recent modern day connections between the royal family and Freemasonry. I guess probably should start with the father of Queen Elizabeth II, who was King George VI. You can see a picture of him on the screen now in his Masonic regalia. Next, I want to go to a video clip of the Queen herself back in 1955 visiting the Royal Masonic School. As some of you might know, Prince Philip, the husband of Queen Elizabeth, he was initiated into Freemasonry at Navy Lodge number 2612 in London on December 5th, 1952. Present at the initiation were the Earl of Scarborough, Grand Master, and Geoffrey Fisher, Archbishop of Canterbury. That particular lodge had King Edward VII as its first Grand Master in 1896 when he was Prince of Wales. King George VI served as Master when he was Duke of York. In 1928, the Duke of Kent was master and later became Grand Master of the Grand Lodge of England. Prince Edward, who's the current Duke of Kent, he's the Grand Master of the Freemasons of England and Wales since 1967. And here you'll see in this clip, Prince Edward at the 300th anniversary of the founding of English Freemasonry in 1717. So this particular video is from Royal Albert Hall in 2017.
As permanent master of these three lodges, I now call on my deputy masters.
Most Worshipful Grand Master, on behalf of the Brethren of Royal Somerset House,
Most Worshipful Grand Master,
our ceremonies and forever remind us of our incomparable heritage and the birth of organized Freemasonry, stressing the deep and sincere loyalty and affection felt by the Brethren of the United Grand Lodge of England for their Grand Master.
And now to conclude, it's not official, at least not that I am aware of, that the now King Charles is a Freemason, but it would seem highly likely that he would be, at least secretly, given the fact so much of his family, his father, were all part of the Lodge. And also, given that he is very much into New Age philosophy, the paranormal, and of course, the global climate change, depopulation, which is just another term for green communism, genocide, and mass murder. And also, you know, his father, Prince Philip, saying that in the event that he is reincarnated, he'd like to return as a deadly virus to contribute something to solve overpopulation. I think it just shows that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, and that the so-called King Charles is not someone to be admired or respected. We should certainly pray for his repentance and conversion and for the salvation of his soul. But he is not someone that we should look to for any type of guidance or leadership, nor should we honor him as a true monarch, because really all he is a fraud, in my opinion. A man who is putting the world in danger through his dangerous philosophies and beliefs and actions, and that we must pray for the coming of a true Catholic monarch to regain the crown in England and throughout all the monarchies of the Catholic countries or the former Catholic countries that have been overthrown by Freemasonry, which was their avowed plan, a plan that the popes of the 18th and 19th centuries had warned about, and also a plan to overthrow the ultimate monarchy, that of the papacy, which in my opinion, they were successful in 1958 and have had a man on the throne who, if not a Freemason outright, at least interiorly in their minds and in their hearts, the Novus Ordo popes are indeed the revolution in tiara and cope that the Masonic permanent instruction of the Alta Vendita predicted so many years ago. So for those of you who want to learn more about Freemasonry, how it is a branch of the synagogue of Satan, meaning the Gentile branch used by the Jews to destroy the church, destroy Christianity, and overthrow civilization, I have 56 videos currently on that topic. Just go to my Freemasonry playlist and you'll see lots and lots of it from all different periods of time, of different popes, different priests, condemning it, exposing it. It's the key thing to understand, especially about what's going on in society today, who really controls it, why are all the nations on the same page with all of their false doctrines, with all of their hatred for anything that is good. Why are all the corporations, all the universities, all the public schools, why are they all promoting the same godless sodomite agenda, the mass murder of infants, depopulation of the world through Agenda 2030, the net zero agenda, everything that seeks to destroy humanity. Freemasonry is the key to that. It is global organized crime on an epic level where they have control of essentially all the governments of the world, all the leaders, all the heads of corporations, the heads of the universities. It is indeed a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy, and it will be crushed by God through the foot of Our Lady in the Triumph of Her Immaculate Heart. But there will be much suffering and many, many souls lost. Just make sure you're not one of those souls that is lost. And with that, I ask you to please keep in your prayers. Thank you.